was in the kitchen, actually.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. That's right. Happy Father's Day. Miss Jessie did a beautiful piece of art for me. Got my day started really well. And so today we celebrate Father's Day, right? So remember what we've been learning in Pentecost over the last couple of Sundays with Pastor Jim, that the power starts with God and then flows where?
To us?
It does flow to us. And what does it flow through between God and us?
The Holy Spirit.
That's right. We talked a lot about the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. And then before that, even Jesus, right? So Jesus makes that possible for us. And we're comforted to think of God as, one way to think of God, our Christian God, is our Father, right? So it makes Father's Day a special day to celebrate. Well, there is another holiday officially this year at the same time, on June 19th. Do you remember what holiday that is? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Juneteenth?
Good job. Juneteenth. And do you remember why we celebrate that holiday?
No.
Okay. So actually a company here in Scotland County said that we celebrate Juneteenth in part to celebrate the emancipation of the slaves after the American Civil War. And that's partially true. But Juneteenth actually happened a good bit after the Civil War. So the Union had won the Civil War and had to send troops down to Galveston, Texas, where slaves were still being kept 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. We could agree that slavery is pretty terrible, quite wrong, and that it was quite wrong that these folk didn't even know they were free until the Union soldiers told them. They immediately celebrated, and at that point, that was the beginning, and slowly, the holiday caught on, especially folks from the African-American community. So what we don't often think about is that both of these holidays share a common core. They both have to do with the Civil War. So Miss Smart Dodd, who helped start Father's Day quite some time ago, was raised by a Civil War veteran who was her father, and he had lost his wife, and he raised 6 children by himself. Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine? Well, I'm not even going to go down that way. But 6 children by himself. He must have been a pretty powerful father, right? So today we celebrate both holidays. And part of the message of Juneteenth is that the good work is not over. The good work is not over. We need to continue in the path of justice. Continue in the path of justice. So as we remember Miss Dodd's father, and we remember our Holy Father, who gives a power that flows through to us to help touch other people. All right, let's bow our head in prayer. Lord, thank you, our Holy Father, our Father that sends the Comforter among us, a Father who shares comfort with us, even if our worldly fathers are with you now. Lord, thank you for the power that flows through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit to us, and that we have the opportunity to reach others. It's in your Son's name we pray.